Knocking at this hour? You dare disturb your queen when she is preoccupied. Oh, you bring my bride-to-be. Yes, I suppose I did summon her. Well then, leave us, you two, and stand guard outside the door. Spies may yet well lurk around every corner, and I will not be caught unawares. I did not anticipate that you would come so quickly in response to my summons. I suppose it is to be expected. I admit I may have neglected you by not greeting you upon your arrival, nor by making myself known to you this past week, and for that I do apologize. I have been a poor host. I'm afraid I was indisposed. Let me look at you. No, keep your distance. Come no closer unless I permit it. Well, the last time I saw you was at a summer solstice gathering in your kingdom. I'm sure you do not remember me. You were quite young, and I did not do much mingling, not even with teenagers my age. You have grown into a true beauty, a pleasing arrangement, to be sure. You will make a lovely bride, and our realms will be all the better for our union. Indeed, I will have great use of your father's army in the war. I am penning a letter to an acquaintance in the Autumn Court. Make yourself comfortable. Or don't. I am agreeable to this as well. That should have her see reason. Seal the envelope with the queen's insignia and finished. Guards, I bid you re-enter. I have need of you. Have a raven deliver this letter post-haste. It is of the utmost urgency. Only one of you need accomplish this task. The other may remain. Return to your post once complete. And what do you think you're doing, princess, slowly edging towards my desk when my back is turned? There is nothing for you to see. And I don't take kindly to attempted snooping. I will overlook this for now. I do not want to mire our first meeting with accusations. Let us lay some ground rules. You are my betrothed, and therefore most of what is mine is yours. While I have instructed a guard to be with you at all times, you otherwise have full access to the majority of the castle and grounds. My private quarters are, of course, off-limits unless I summon you, nor are you permitted access to the eastern wing. Or the dungeons, of course. No place for a summer princess. But you will find that I have an extensive library, if you have not already come across it in your explorations. And the drawing room possesses a finely tuned piano. I know those of the summer court are musically inclined, so you are welcome to use the instrument at your leisure. I will call for you once a week to keep me company for an hour or two, in order to fulfill my duty to you as your intended. Unless, of course, business calls me elsewhere, which cannot be helped. Additionally, we are set to wed in about 2 months' time upon the winter solstice, as my parents were before me and my grandparents were before them. Any questions? You want to know more about me? That is your right, as my fiancé. I'm afraid, however, there is not much to tell. I am a queen, and I am currently in the middle of a war effort. That is all there is to say. You refer to my favorite things. Well, I used to enjoy reading, hence my well-stocked library, but I do not have the time or want for such frivolities anymore. I have not wanted such things in a long while. You are confused by me. Why? Do I surprise you? Were you expecting someone different? You find my disposition forlorn compared to the stories about me. I have nothing to say to that. I've heard what is spoken about me, you know. Carried on the wind by my ravens, murmured even by those within my kingdom. The stories say I am a cruel, pitiless ruler. I suppose these stories you speak of neglect to mention the cruelty of the Spring Court, the ruthless nature in which they took advantage of my kindness. To hear them tell it, they are innocent, whereas I am the twisted, crazed individual who declared a war on their realm without rhyme or reason. A sick lie. They know what they did. But they will see. I am not to be ridiculed further. If they want me to be a tyrant, then a tyrant I shall be. I will talk of this no further with you. You appear altogether unassuming, but there is something about your demeanor that is entirely too prying. You would do well to remember with whom you speak. All you need to know about the issue at hand is that the Spring is not blameless in this war, and my cause against them is just. If you do not believe me, that is not my concern. You are here to become my bride and unite our realms. That is all. My advisor tells me that afterwards you are expendable, and quite frankly, I agree. Remember this, I can ensure that you will live in relative comfort here, but that can be rescinded if you make a habit of sticking your nose where it does not belong. I tell you this for your own good, not as your future wife, but as your queen. Nod if you understand. Good. I don't want to sound like I am threatening you. I just would hate for a pretty thing like you to be led astray. Are you cold, princess? You've been shivering this whole time. I apologize for not bringing attention to it sooner. I suppose you would be accustomed to the warmth of your realm and may need time to acclimate to this temperature. Typically, I am unaffected by the cold, so I have not had need for the fires to be stoked, but... Yes, I will arrange for the fireplaces to be lit in any rooms you frequent. I will also ensure that you are given a wardrobe of the finest, warmest outfits. Whatever you require, simply ask. I do not currently have the materials for a fire, but I do not wish for you to leave... Nor to have our brief time together interrupted just yet. Not before I have made up for any prior unkindness. Come here, princess. I don't know how much body heat I exude due to my affinity to snow and ice, but perhaps you will find some warmth if you stand close to me. Do not be nervous. I'm not... I wouldn't hurt you. You can step closer, if you would like. Lean against me. Yes, it is more than all right. I permit you to do so. We are to be wed. While I may not be able to see you as often as I would like, I do not wish to be a distant presence in your life here. I would hope for such closeness between us to be the norm, if you are amenable to it. You may be cold, but to me you feel quite warm compared to what I am accustomed to. Such a delicate creature you are. So soft and yet so solid. Real. If I reach out and gently stroke your neck like so, I can feel your pulse fluttering against my touch. A sure sign of vivacious life. I apologize for the iciness of my fingers. But you are so... You remind me of a person I once knew. Your look, your warmth, your scent. Not as flowery as I recall, yet carries a similar sweetness, hearkening to gentle breezes, laugh lines, sun-kissed skin. Is this all right if my hands stray lower? We are to be married, after all. And you are so warm, so beautiful. I haven't realized just how much I missed. Do not look at me with such pity in your gaze. You should look at me with disgust, with fear, the way you've been taught. Not pity. You don't even know me. Don't ascend to my touch, my closeness out of mercy. If you do not tell me to stop, I think I may well lose myself in your warmth. No, no, don't try to kiss me, you sweet, foolish girl. That is not something I can... I believe you mean well, but there is no need. Just let me touch you with my own hands, these hands that are not thought to be capable of anything associated with warmth. They will warm you, I promise. Let me care for you, my flower. I won't fail in this task again. I will not. I will not let you wilt. My hands running up and down your sides. Is it all right? You feel warmer now. Press closer to me so my arms can encircle you. Tilt your head back against my shoulder so my lips can press against the soft skin of your neck. You're so willing. Out of sympathy, or do you truly want this? Want me? Do you see something within me that is desirable, despite it all? My hands moving across your body, slowly tracing over your full breasts. Your waist, the curve of your hips, lower still. You can leave at any time. I will understand if this is too much too quickly. I must stress again, you do not have to acquiesce simply because of my stature. All right, if you change your mind. Gods, you make such lovely sounds when I touch you beneath your skirts. I didn't expect you to be this affected, but your wetness is pronounced. Let me slide my fingers against those slick folds and kiss your jaw. Yes, grind against my hand. The friction will warm you up nicely. Oh, gods. You are such a needy creature, moaning in my ear like that. What a salacious princess you are. If only your people could see you now. Have you been anxiously waiting this past week for us to meet so I could claim you in the way you crave? You remind me so much of her, I almost can't stand it. I need to fuck you with my fingers. Can I push them inside you? That moon. Oh, my flower. It's so wet and hot inside you. Almost too hot for my fingers. Come on. Arch into my touch. That's it. Good girl. You're more dangerous than you know. You are everything I didn't realize I still wanted. Everything she was to me. Fuck. I can't stop myself from grinding against you from behind. I'm already addicted to the scent of you, the feel of you, the sound of your voice. I could not have foreseen this. Yes, take them deeper. Yeah, good girl. Do you want me to make you reach the peak of pleasure? Make your eyes roll back and your knees buckle with the strength of your climax, while you cling to me unsteadily for support. Use your voice. Ask your queen to make you come. The first of many orgasms we will share, my flower. I guarantee it. Oh. Yes. It feels too good to grind on you. And thrust my fingers deep inside your heat. Oh, so pretty. I permit you to come. Come while you hump my hand, moaning and whining so desperately into my ear with your head thrown back. Oh, good girl. That's it. Gods, I'm going to come too. I'm coming. Goodness. I'm afraid I became a bit carried away. How embarrassing. I do not know quite what came over me. Please do not think less of me for this, Princess. I know you say it is all right that you agreed to this course of action. Even so, I intend to make this up to you. Tomorrow, perhaps, we will share dinner. Nothing untoward. You can tell me about your day. Oh, my fingers are covered in your wetness. Apologies. Next we meet, I assure you my behavior will be more befitting my station. Do you at least not feel quite as chilled as you did before? Very good. As long as we accomplished what we set out to do, I suppose the end justifies the means. My advisor will not be pleased with me for this. I suppose I will be berated for being too rash. Oh, she will find out. She always does, one way or another. There. Your skirts are in order. I believe you may take your leave. Oh, you mean the guards? Don't be too embarrassed. If they heard anything, I doubt they will allude to it. Besides, we are engaged, so they should not be altogether perturbed. Nevertheless, if it pleases you, I will arrange for you to have a new set of guards immediately, to avoid any discomfort. Well then, good night, Princess. I will see you tomorrow for dinner. And remember what I said. Don't go looking for trouble. Curiosity will do you more harm than good here. And you may find that you will get more than you bargained for.